Twin Peaks, the quirky murder mystery show of the early 90s, is back. A new version debuts Sunday on Showtime. It's called Twin Peaks: The Return. It brings back some of the same characters and, along with them, the show's signature sound. Tim Grieving has more on the composer behind the haunting music.
Twin Peaks always began like this. The show's reputation has only increased in the years since, and nowadays, binge-watching it on Netflix or Blu-ray, you can skip through the long intro of sawmills and waterfalls in the bucolic Pacific Northwest, but Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor says never.
Every time that intro comes on, I think, should I fast forward? I've just heard it five times earlier that same day, but I always let it play because it does a magical and perfect job of establishing the set dressing of this place.
That set dressing was created by composer Angelo Badalamenti. Seeing the name in the credits, you might imagine a storied Italian maestro like Ennio Morricone, but Badalamenti was born and raised in Brooklyn. His dad was a fish market owner, and he started scoring low-budget films in the 1970s as Andy Badali. His big break came in 1986 when he scored David Lynch's film Blue Velvet.
It's an unusual way to work, but he talks to me, and I translate that language into music.
Lynch elaborated in this 2001 interview at the American Film Institute.
I sit next to him and I talk to him and he plays what I say. And then I adjust if it's not going a certain way and he'll keep playing. And in a very short amount of time, he's playing the thing that's marrying to the ideas.
Twin Peaks is quintessential Lynch. A soap opera murder mystery that jumps from slapstick comedy to surreal nightmare to teen drama. Before he even shot the pilot, Lynch told Badalamenti what he needed.
And he said, Angelo, it's going to have many different kinds of moods. Sadness, passion, tenderness, and violence. And Angelo, there's going to be scenes that's going to need some cool, jazzy stuff. He wraps it up by saying, but Angelo, the most important thing is I'm going to need some music that's going to tear the hearts out of people.
And that became the show's most famous tune, Badalamenti's theme for Laura Palmer, that murdered homecoming queen. He came up with it sitting next to Lynch at his Fender Rhodes piano. The filmmaker leaned over and whispered in his ear,
okay, Angelo, visualize these things. It's the dead of night. We're in a dark wood. There's a full moon out. There are sycamore trees that are gently swaying in the soft wind. There's an owl ominously appears on the tree. So, Angelo, give me some of this mood. Angelo, from behind that tree, there's a beautiful, troubled, lonely teenage girl. She appears and she starts walking very slowly with tears in her eyes towards the camera. And boom, I got this change from minor, I went to major. And I start an ascending line, note by note.
Badalamenti's music became a character itself. His main title song won a Grammy in 1990, and the soundtrack album went gold. When Trent Reznor got the chance, along with his partner Atticus Ross, to score such films as The Social Network and Gone Girl, Badalamenti's music was in their ears.
Twin Peaks spoke to us. It felt like something that had the right degree of sexiness and mood, and it felt inviting. It felt like a place I didn't want to leave, necessarily.
The Twin Peaks revival hasn't left its small northwest town, but its creators will say very little else about it. Showtime wouldn't even let me ask Badalamenti if he used the same instruments. But we do know that it's David Lynch and Angelo Badalamenti.
David tells everybody we're brothers. David comes to my house, he sleeps in my house.
meditates in a private room that is the David Lynch room. And it's the best marriage of all. We just adore each other.
Not every beloved character will be returning to Twin Peaks, but fans can take some comfort, if that's the right word, that one of the people who is the one who tears your heart out. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.